good afternoon, good afternoon, good afternoon. It is a Tuesday, July the 10th, 16 minutes past the hour, and as you know, today is the day that only comes once every 4 years. It's Thunderbolt Patterson Day here at WWGH Radio. What that means is Thunderbolt started the morning on the Satch Solinger Show from 10 to noon. He will be with us today from 12 to 2. And he will be on with Linda Sims from 4 to 5 today, Voice of the People, and the Pastor Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker from 5 to 6 tonight. So he will be a guest on every program today. Don't you dare switch that dial. And during the break, though, I was talking with Thunderbolt, and there's something he wants to discuss. But before we get to that, let's head to one of your friends, Thunderbolt, here, who we have on the line. Who do we have on the line?
Heaven high there, Roger.
Hey.
How you doing, sir?
Yes, my... Hello.
Good. Hey, Scott, this is an individual here that... this is my man. Anything you need to know about them tapes and things and the real thing about wrestling with Abdullah and myself, this is your right-hand man.
So, sir, you have the tapes, huh?
In my head.
In your head. So, well, that's good. That's a good play. Tell me about Thunderbolt Patterson versus Abdullah the Butcher.
Well, you know, I'm 46. So a lot of the play-by-play that I got from these matches came directly from Thunderbolt and Abdullah the Butcher. Okay? So because we have an issue with this, There's so many main event matches that Thunderbolt has had over the years. He has an extensive video catalog that goes way back to the black and white era. And you can't find any of these matches anywhere. I'm talking about main event matches, Thunderbolt Patterson versus Abdullah the Butcher. You're talking about Thunderbolt Patterson versus Stan Hansen. You're talking about Thunderbolt Patterson versus Lou Thesz. You got Thunderbolt versus Thunderbolt versus Ole Anderson. Can't find that. No, I can find more video content with Randy Barber and Mike Jackson on YouTube than I can find of my man Thunderbolt Patterson. And it's, I don't know if somebody has all of this stuff buried 8 feet under in a hole. So somebody needs to dig this content out and make this available to the public, because it's a tragedy. It truly, Thunderbolt Patterson versus the Sheik. You know, Thunderbolt Patterson versus Nikita Koloff. Ole Anderson and Thunderbolt Patterson versus the Road Warriors. Wouldn't you like to see some of that?
Without question. So
It's truly amazing. I've never seen anything like this in my life. You know, the match with Thunderbolt Patterson and Abdullah the Butcher, it's a great thing to hear, because when you hear Thunderbolt talk about the match and you hear Abdullah talk about the match, they talk about it the same way. And play by play, it's word for word, almost verbatim between the two.
Now, you were at these matches, right, sir?
No. I wasn't at these matches. These are my friends.
Oh, your friends. Gotcha.
And I'm able to talk to them and rekindle these memories from them, you know? And by me talking to them, they give me the play-by-play of the matches from start to finish, you know? And it's an amazing thing to listen to, especially when it's coming directly from the mouth, you know?
Thunderbolt, since we don't have the tape here, when you and Abdullah went one-on-one, what was it like?
A lot of wild. It was wild. I mean,
I can give it to you from Abdullah's perspective, because he told me, and I can give it to you from Thunderbolt. It was something to see. Thunderbolt, it comes now. If I'm getting it wrong, Thunderbolt, let me know. You and Abdullah, so y'all got to the ring, y'all had already planned everything out, you know, and I got it right so far.
Good.
And I already figured out how everything was going to go from start to finish, you know. Abdullah said, you are already in the ring. And by the time Abdullah got in the ring, Mr. Patterson, I think Abdullah had the foreign object, and he was about to put something on you with it. But it didn't go that way. He said that foreign object left Mr. Abdullah's hand, and it got in Thunderbolt's hand, and Thunderbolt wore him out. Abdullah said he wore him out from A to Z, and he said he left the ring. The referee said, "Where are you going?" And Abdullah said, "You can go back, but I'm out of here." Did I get that right, Mr. Thunderbolt?
Oh, you're pretty close. Yeah, we had some good times, though, man.
Yeah,
but you know, we're talking about those tapes and all those tapes. Vince, I guess he bought all those.
It's a mystery. I've never seen nobody. And you know what's great about it? There's a gentleman on YouTube that did a Thunderbolt Patterson biography, and all these matches that I just called out to you, he has pictures of. He has the very picture of Thunderbolt Patterson taking that foreign object from Abdullah the Butcher and wearing him out. I mean, these things that I'm calling out to you, there's actually a photo library of this stuff available on YouTube. All these people that I called out, you can see Thunderbolt Patterson going one-on-one with him. But I'm sure there was a video camera there or somebody that has some type of video equipment to video this and put this somewhere in a master tape catalog, because there's so many precious main events everywhere Thunderbolt went, especially in his prime, he was the top of the card. You know, and some of these matches, like Stan Hansen in the Superdome, who wouldn't have that on a video somewhere? You know?
I'm sure.
I just don't understand the concept where I go online on YouTube, I'll see some stuff from Thunderbolt from a long time ago, maybe him versus Bulldog Brown, or him and Ole versus Randy Barber and Mike Jackson, him and Manny Fernandez versus Mike Jackson. I don't want to see none of that. I want to see the stuff that we're talking about right now.
Absolutely. When you look back at this career, where do you put it in the history of wrestling?
You know, I love Rufus R. Jones. I think he's a fabulous person, and I think he deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. But I think Thunderbolt Patterson should have been placed in the Hall of Fame before the man Rufus R. Jones. You know, the thing Thunderbolt Patterson has done in his career, Rufus had a fine career. But Rufus was not headlining main event cards the way Mr. Thunderbolt Patterson was. Some of the people that Thunderbolt wrestled in his career, Rufus has probably never been in the same arena with them, you know, much less a ring with them, you know, and he's in the legacy. I guess that's they wait for people to die and put them in the legacy wing or whatever, but they need to go ahead and do this while Mr. Patterson is still alive and let him walk the stage. I remember Slamboree. That was a big event. It was literally the first pay-per-view for WCW, you know? And it was basically, I thought it was a flop. It was not good to me. The only thing I enjoyed out of that was the main event, and that was Thunderbolt Patterson, and it was supposed to be Bob Armstrong, but he didn't show up. So Brad took his place versus the Baron Von Roschke and Ivan Koloff. And let me tell you something, that was something to see. If you can catch it on YouTube, it's usually on sometime. They go ahead and pull it off, and then it'll resurface back again. But that was something to see. And occasionally you can watch Dusty Rhodes versus Thunderbolt Patterson. And Thunderbolt Patterson, I think you beat him for the Southern Heavyweight title on that match. And you wore Dusty out. Dusty got in that match, and he really worked with Thunderbolt. I've never seen Dusty run. I've never seen Dusty sell the way he sell, but he actually went in that ring, and he let Thunderbolt Patterson do what Thunderbolt Patterson does. And it was an amazing thing to see. These things are actually, they can touch your spirit spiritually if you can really get the right content and pull it out of wherever it is so other people can watch and truly see what this man has done. You can't really understand the concepts until you see it visually. And if there's no visual, there's nothing to touch your spirit.
So
I get a little upset, and I tell Thunderbolt Patterson it makes my pressure rise talking about this stuff. It upsets me more than it upsets him, and it's an injustice. It really is.
So in your opinion, why has this injustice taken place?
I have no clue. I don't understand how you can have, you know, those cards that they put around the arena to show you the lineups of the main event, and it goes from the main event all the way down to the semi-main event to the preliminaries, you know? There's a million of these cards everywhere, and it has all these main events with Thunderbolt Patterson at the top of the card. I mean, card after card after card after card after card. It's like mind-boggling, you know? Thunderbolt, you know how many main events you've had. Everywhere you went in your prime, coming up, yeah, year after year, you were the main event. You go to the different towns, and you go there to wrestle the best that they had to offer. Am I correct?
It's true. It's true.
I want to see that on a video. The DVD.
Well, let me ask you this here. Let me ask you, what about these videos that Jim Cornette talks about, all them hits they got on there? And
yeah, they have
that?
Clips, like they have the one from WCW. It was Ole Anderson. You were going to be handcuffed to him, and you cut the promo and told Ole, you said, if you move, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that was an excellent promo. I think Ole Anderson said it best. He said, they only gave you so many minutes or seconds to go out there and cut that promo at the last minute. And you went out there and you did what you do. And you did a great job at cutting that promo. That promo is something special, and there's still people talking about it today.
It certainly is. There's nothing like that. And the Ole Anderson history, why is that so pertinent in your opinion?
Ole Anderson and Thunderbolt Patterson, that was the founding root of the spinoff of the Four Horsemen. That was Ole Anderson and Thunderbolt Patterson with the National Tag Team Champions, and they got a bump in the road. One had one belt, another had another belt, and next, you know, Arn Anderson's jumping in, trying to jump on Thunderbolt. Thunderbolt's taking him out, and these are things that now I've seen for myself on Georgia Championship Wrestling. This back in, I think, 85. Then you had Manny Fernandez. I think that was your ace in the hole to go to war with Arn Anderson and Ole Anderson, if I'm correct, right?
Right, Arn. Yes.
And then Ric Flair and James J. Dillon, all of this stuff jumped off. And the next thing we know, there's the Four Horsemen. And what's good about it, there's many people that give Thunderbolt credit and let it be known that he's one of the founding person that was instrumental in the spinoff of the Four Horsemen, you know, because that's where it all started. It started with that breakup of the National Tag Team Championship belt with Ole Anderson and Thunderbolt Patterson roaring with Arn Anderson, and everybody jumped in, and it turned into a stable,
yeah,
a whole stable against one man.
Yeah.
It's a very rich history, and we're going to see where it all goes. Well, I certainly thank you for calling in to recount these memories, because I think they're great memories, and hopefully one day the tapes will be there, because I think the Hall of Fame induction is well overdue, I think we all can say.
Oh, yes, sir. I do agree.
Hey, thank you so much for calling in today.
Anytime you need me, just let me know, and I'll be right there. I got plenty of information for you, okay?
Thank you very much, man. I'll be talking
to you.
Thank you,
Thunderbolt. I'll talk to you soon, okay?
Yeah, be good.
Bye-bye. Now, they're a very interesting point of view of things. Now, Terry, when you hear things like that, what's that make you think?
Oh, well, I mean, obviously, it's a crying shame that these tapes haven't surfaced. I mean, I'd love to see some of these main events, too, just like the guy talked about. And as far as the Hall of Fame induction, I mean, that speaks for itself. There's no doubt this man should be in the Hall of Fame. I mean,
you know, Abdullah the Butcher, Ole Anderson,
absolutely,
all these great names that were going on at the time. But there's still time. But what was interesting was, Thunderbolt, we spent 2 hours this morning talking about the world, politics, where things are going. And during the break, you were talking about being here in Ohio for the last 7 days. What has it made you think about?
Well, you know, man, it's amazing. It's amazing because, it's one of the things that... You know, people tried to always talk to me about, but I never would entertain it because I had so many things, so much injustice done to me, and I see so many things and so many just bad things that just happened to the fans. I look at the fans as the people, the voters. You know, and, you know, by coming here on the 4th of July and being with you and Terry and how you two individuals have taken care of me through, as say, coming through the storm, you know. And sitting here today with this gentleman, I just met him the other day. What was his name again?
Seth Sellinger.
Gave me another whole look at life. You know, people need to vote. People need to be as... I've been standing up for myself for... all these years, standing alone, people telling my fans and all and lies about me. But then I come up here and I'm running into people that is shooting straight from the hip, real and right. And that's all I've ever wanted in my life. You know, Scott, people, I think I'm just going to throw my head in. I think I'm going to throw, not no Republican, not no Democrat. But I'm announcing right now that I'm going to throw my head in for governor of Ohio.
Well, now wait here a second. Now wait.
Whoa.
Let's back this up a second. We know, I mean, you've been in Ohio for nearly 7 days now, and we do have an election coming up this coming November for governor. Rich Cordray, the Democrat, Mike DeWine, the Republican. That's already been sorted out. Now, you're saying that you, not the Republican, not the Democrat, but you want to throw your hat in the governor's race for this year?
This year. Now is the time, man. I mean, after what I've heard today, and after I've been treated the way I've been treated these last 7 days... No, I spent a lot of time in Ohio. I lived in Toledo, Ohio. When I was here, that's where I lived. You know, and I never did, you know, I never did even want to, you know, try to get into any politics or anything. But, you know, I've seen over the years is always about politics. It's always about people voting and not voting. It's all about understanding. And those are the things that I've been standing for all my natural life. I was raised up in Iowa, up in this part of the country. So I didn't say it. I didn't say it. Now. I'm just going, I'm depending. Now, y'all can say what y'all want to say out there. And I'm going to let you know from the get-go where I'm coming from. The only way is Jesus. Now, you can hate me. I know a lot of you love me, though. Because I wouldn't tell you no lie. I wouldn't tell you something that I knew was going to get you in hot water or that would, you know. Man, let me tell you something. And I'm saying that I don't nothing happen by chance. You know, Scott, I told you the story. Of actually why I'm here. Last 4 years, I've been taking my oldest daughter, Carmen, asked me to come and help her with her mother, with old timers. And in the last, this was 4 years, her and I, almost by ourselves. But the last 6 weeks, my oldest daughter passed. And the things that I went through with my grandkids and my daughter and her husband, it's things that families should have better understanding. Families got to be together. Families has got to love and treat one another like they want to be treated and not be ruled by, and the kids. I mean, I've never been talked to like one of my granddaughters talked to me. Just because I went there to make sure that my daughter and her mother was taken care of. And wouldn't let them do anything they wanted to do, run around, sit on top of the house and do all kind of stupid things. And it wasn't very popular. And the way the other night, just, you know, right, we started talking. I was going to come up early, but God moved the time. See, I'm deep into law and order. Good law and order. I'm set on not letting kids have their way, be disrespectful to their parents and to the in school and the law enforcement. Sure, there's a lot of haters and things out there, but we bring a lot of things on ourselves. We got to teach that family piece. Yes, yes. My hat's in the arena.
Now, let me just recap here, because this is a momentous day, Terry. Okay, the ballots have been drawn up for November. That deadline, I think, has came and went, if I'm not mistaken, being July. But, so, you want people...
What is today?
Today is July the 10th.
Okay. I mean, hey. Don't you people think there's a little room of somebody trying to get in, trying to help you do something right, trying to make some changes. That's all I want to do, is do what I can to help somebody. So what I got to do? I got to talk to?
Well, this is interesting, because the other day when we were at the fair, I was talking to the John Meyer, who heads up the Board of Elections in Marion County. And we were talking about write-in candidates, because the last election here in Marion, for the first time ever, a write-in candidate, where the name's not on the ballot, but you can choose write-in and write somebody's name in, actually won on the River Valley School Board. And we actually had two write-in candidates in that election, period. So people have done this, and he told me that the names do not have to be exact, that as long as they can discern, that's what they were trying to write, you know, in. So you're saying that as an independent, you want people to write your name in?
I want to vote. I want people to come out and vote, be counted for. If you believe in me at all, I want them to write my name down. I know I got a song about that. When the gates swing open. Yeah. Just, I want to love my neighbors. And I want to treat my friends right. It's heavy, man.
Now, just to clean up some things here. Now, you came in from Atlanta, Georgia.
Yes.
So you would have to live in Ohio to be governor.
Well, look.
Let's talk about this.
Okay, let me tell you something. I'm leaving tomorrow. As you say, go and get my stuff and head on back up the road. I flew in this time, but I'm going to bring that little camper and the old car and back up here this next time. So I'm coming up here. I'm prepared to stay. I'm in for the duration.
So as you go house shopping, the house maybe you want to end up in is?
Hey. Those things will come up as they go. I'm gonna come up in the wheels. You know, they told me years ago that if you buy a house, this is a wrestling business now, it need to have wheels on it, because you ain't gonna stay nowhere. Well, I bought several houses, and they still there and whatever. But I think this time I'm going to come in a mobile bus where I can go around and see some people.
This is a momentous announcement, and we need to recap for people who might just be tuning in. Thunderbolt Patterson, who came here on July the 4th, irony of it all, has been here, has seen, has talked, has become immersed in what's going on here in Ohio in the last 7 days. Has just announced that he will run for governor this year as an independent candidate, write-in candidate, in Ohio. Terry, what do you think?
Wow. I'm stunned. Wow. I mean, that's what a big announcement. I mean, I'm elated. I'm so happy. I don't know what to.
It's a moment.
Yeah, he just kind of caught me off guard there.
Well, you know, this is very interesting. 7403.
I love it.
But you know, I mean, I got an opportunity to talk to the educator yesterday.
Tara, who's running for county commissioner. Uh-huh.
And I mean, she's so well knowledge, so equipped. You know, and that's what we got to deal with. You know, we got to deal with the kids. We got to deal with the killing. We got to deal with just the family piece in itself. And those streets out there, We got to quit hating each other. Quit hating each other. We got to learn how to talk, dialogue, and talk. And I also see that there's a few more things that need to be for kids to do. Ain't nothing for them to do. So, you know, I mean, I've always had ideas because I have, in Georgia, I run shows with churches and we put on carnivals and things and whatever of trying to teach people how to get some understanding and do some things for themselves. So, and I see it so much here, and I see the people. Like, I ran into so many phony people in my life. See, I know some good ones when I see them. And they very far and few. You don't get a chance to see them all the time. So it's an honor. It's an honor for me if you fans out there will accept it. I'd love to be your governor.
How about this?
I can't do no worse. I guarantee you I'll do better.
Well, let me make this point. We're going to have to call. I did not know anything about, so we are going to have to figure out with the Board of Elections. But what about the debates? We know there's maybe some debates, maybe not.
I'll talk about anything that y'all want to talk about. That's what we need to do. Tell the truth a little bit more, and I mean, get down to the nitty gritty of the things that need to be done. Yes. Yeah, I love to debate with any of them. Anybody, anywhere, anytime.
Well, hey, that's what you call a challenge.
Wow, that's...
Now, this is a telephone number, 740-383-9944. If you have a question, if you are just tuning in, Thunderbolt Patterson, who came here on July the 4th from Atlanta, Georgia, just has announced that he wants to be a write-in candidate for governor of Ohio in 2018. What do you think? 740-383-9944. This is a momentous announcement. Now, Thunderbolt, I have to ask you here, what do you think you can do for Ohio? That's what I would ask a candidate.
Well, hey, man, I think I can give them some understanding. I think I can show them a lot of the things that's wrong. And, I mean, we can work to get what's right. You know what I mean? I don't know everything, but it's some very knowledgeable people here. I know enough to teach people how to, you know, they say you give them a fish, but you give them a pole, then keep on fishing. You know, I'd love to try my best to teach them how to stop being like those crabs, keep them in the box. Come on out the box. Do what you do. It's your time.
When we look at this big picture, let's just talk about some issues here. What do you think when it comes to people who want a job and can't find a good job? Minimum wage being $8 and something?
Man, ain't nobody in the world needed no job all these years no more than myself. I mean, what can you do with them pennies? What can you do with that little money? Anything that they're willing to give you ain't enough. You can't take care of your family. Just get in trouble. So, I mean, like, when you start putting that low dollar on minimum wage, what? If you pay your rent, you don't eat? If you can't afford a car? Can't buy the gas to put one in? How many of you can't pay insurance for your car? Come on now. Come on. Is that the American way? Well, it shouldn't be. Schools, the children. I mean, I just can't start. Teachers ain't making no money. senior citizens being forgot about? Come on now. Come on, that ain't the way it was meant to be. And we can make change. We can make change.
What about our veterans?
You know, if it wasn't for the great men and women that stood for this country, there would be no country. There would be no country. And they should be, they're number one. Number one, veteran number. They paved the way to keep us all safe. Do you understand? And I mean, putting them on the back burner it will not be tolerated no more. No longer. Mm. No.
What about homeless people? We have homeless.
Well, you know, we got to create jobs and fix up old houses and give people work. And, you know, I mean, it's give them something to do. Give them something to do. Work together to find things for them to do.
The big one, Ohio is the number one state in opiate deaths. That's doctor-prescribed medication overdoses. We're number one. How do we get rid of that distinction?
Well, see, man, that the big shots. That's all about the money, man. That's all about the money. That's going to take a collective group of people to deal with the fat cats and the wannabes that got all the money, that making all the money, that pushing all the pills on you, and you're being sick. They do more harm than they do good. We got to find a way. I'm sure they've been working on that for some time. I'm sure some people have some very, very good conversations to start it on that one.
What do you think when we have people running, a former attorney general, our current attorney general. What do you make of people who've been in government a while?
Well, you can do anything too long, you know. And, you know, I mean, it depends on them. If they're straight, you know, I mean, but if they're crooked. See, I really don't know the individuals here. But it wouldn't take long to find out what's going on. See? So, individuals, if they've been in for a long, long, long time, they should have been doing a good job. If they hadn't done a good job, they don't need to be in there.
This party talk is big. Republican, Democrat. Can you work with those people?
People. See, that's the problem. That's one of the problems. Republican, Democrat. I'm going to have my way. What about the people? I mean, if we wanted to be a Republican or a Democrat, do we got to do it your way, even if it's wrong? Come on, that time you dictation. Hey, they've been doing that. Come on.
So what are you going to do to round up the votes you would need to win the governor's race?
Think tanks. And I mean, I like to do a little praise and worship. A little praise and worship, tell folks about Jesus. And I'll speak in front of anybody, anywhere. And just let them know how I feel and ask me what they want to ask me.
Nobody guarding you.
Jesus.
There you go. Terry, what questions do you have of the Thunderbolt on this?
His platform is actually what we've needed for a long time for the people. That's what we've, you know, that's what we've needed. But there's a lot of different things. I mean, this gun situation, Thunderbolt, how are we going to take care? I mean, as far as that goes.
Man, guns don't kill nobody. I mean, people that kill the people. I mean, that gentleman said it earlier today. I mean, what does anybody need an assault rifle in their house for? a shotgun and a pistol, is that sufficient? What do you need? If you got an assault rifle, you got some intentions to do something, harm to something, don't you? So, you know, no. I mean, and that's all about money. They sell them, they give them to places that, that's all about that money. Them crooks is doing that, man. And a lot of them are known. They just sweep it under the rug and hide it. You know what I mean? It's got to be some changes, man.
Well, that brings me to another point. We have a very large prison here in Marion, Marion Correctional Institution. What's your feeling on people who are being put in jail? A lot more now than before.
Well, that's now you're really getting to my that's touching a piece of me there. I have some singers. Everybody's done 25 to 30 years, and then they can blow. And the power that's in the prisons with their families at home and their girlfriends and whatever that don't have any directions. And there's so many of them that have paid their debts to society and want to change. It's a lot of people out here on these streets. There's way off dangers, more dangers than people that's in prison. And that's something that a very, very good friend of mine, Pastor Lance Johnson, we've started a camp for individuals that come out of the prison. We go in and speak to y'all and have parties and all and things and talk to them. But I believe that you just can't warehouse people and just let them alone. I think there's a lot of power there. And where there's power, there's presence of God, especially when it's used right. So that's number one, praise and worship. Praise and worship and wrestling is what I do.
Let's make this point. This is not unprecedented. Jesse Ventura ran for governor in Minnesota, former pro wrestler. He won the governorship of Minnesota. Bob Backlund, I believe, has run for office in Connecticut. He did not win, but he ran, pro wrestler. I believe Nikolai Volkoff has run for political office in Baltimore. He did not win, but he ran. So this is not an unprecedented move for somebody in the pro wrestling industry.
Got the mayor of the city in Tennessee, Kane.
Glenn
Jacobs, yeah.
Jerry Lawler ran for office as well. So this is not an unprecedented move, but it's an unprecedented move in Ohio. It's never happened here before.
Oh, is that right?
Not to my knowledge.
Yeah, man, it's time for a change. Y'all know me. Y'all trust me. That's all. Trust me. Give me a chance. Let me show you what I can do. Talk is cheap. You've been hearing them talk about a lot of stuff that really messing up things. I'm ready.
We've talked a lot about race, and one thing we talked with the lady who was running, Tara Dyer, who was running for county commissioner yesterday, was she is the first African-American, until I'm proven wrong, to run for county commissioner in Marion, Ohio. We've never had an African-American county commissioner. We've never had an African-American mayor. We've never had an African-American governor.
Until now.
Oh, well, well,
I don't even know.
I wouldn't doubt you.
Yeah. All right, just leave it right there to you.
Yeah, yeah.
Come on now. I done thrown my head in. I done thrown it in for the people. It's all about the people.
The main thing is
get
out.
It's all about get out and vote. And you know what? I know I got a lot of work to do. So.
But you're going to get that work done.
Well, we need to make mention of this. We've got 2 minutes left. We got a whole other hour here with Thunderbolt this afternoon. And then at 4 o'clock, boy, on the heels of this, Linda Sims show today, Voice Ooh. Of the People, Pastor Steve Whitaker. I mean, my goodness, this is really an historic day in Ohio, because I don't know that anything like this has ever been laid on before, that Thunderbolt Patterson, a former pro wrestler, former union leader, has thrown his hat in as an independent candidate for governor of Ohio, July 10th, 2018. That date may go down in infamy, as they say. Thunderbolt?
You heard me. It's time.
I heard everything.
And I'm ready.
I heard everything. You know, we're going to step out here in a minute, but don't forget, another hour with Thunderbolt Patterson coming up here in about 15 minutes. And then today, Thunderbolt will be on with Voice of the People, Linda Sims, from 4:10 to 5 p.m., and the Pastor Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker, 5:10 to 6 p.m. We're coming back with Thunderbolt, maybe soon to be the governor. Stay tuned.
CRT Mechanicals, address 2842 Marion Waldo Road, telephone number 740